For this Monday, January 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. The city of Mount Vernon has asked that any downed trees or limbs be on the street side for pickup by February 1st, which is this Saturday. They have stated that if you cannot meet the deadline for various reasons, you can contact the street department via telephone at 812-838-2352 to set up a later scheduled time for your debris. The city of Poseyville is still accepting applications for the position of administrative assistant and utilities clerk. The full-time position is based out of the town hall and estimated to offer around 35 hours of work per week. A minimum of a high school diploma or equivalent is required. The starting salary range is between $16.40 and $18 per hour. You do not have to live within city limits to apply. If you would like an application, you can visit the Town of Poseyville, Indiana Facebook page. State Senator Jim Toms, who authorized a bill aiming to prevent the use of radio frequency jamming devices, saw it get passed unanimously at the Senate last Thursday. Senate Bill 26 would make it a level 6 felony for a person to intentionally operate, use, manufacture, buy, sell, or distribute radio frequency jamming devices unless authorized by federal law. Toms authored the bill after hearing of local incidents involving use of jamming devices in which individuals robbed a home using a device to block security systems, and another incident in which a device shut down a police officer's equipment. Both noted incidents took place in neighboring Vandenberg County. The bill now moves to the House of Representatives for further consideration. There were a few Pocket Athletic Conference events over the weekend. The Girls Swimming and Diving Championship took place at Boonville High School on Saturday. The Mount Vernon Lady Wildcats walked away with the title of PAC Champions. The Wildcats won 9 of the 12 events in a field of 11 schools. The North Posey Lady Vikings placed 7th overall. Standout performances at the meet came from North Posey's Sophia Stone, who placed 1st in the 100 freestyle and 2nd in the 50 freestyle. Mount Vernon's Peyton McDaniel set new PAC records in the 50 free and the 100 butterfly. The boys swimming and diving teams start their PAC conference meet on Thursday at Tecumseh. The boys wrestling conference championship took place this weekend as well. Mount Vernon took 3rd place overall with a team score of 149, and North Posey took 5th place overall with a team score of 132. Individuals who finished in the top 3 of their weight class include Knox Winderoth of North Posey at 113 pounds, Tristan Rumley of Mount Vernon at 120, Aslan Templeton of North Posey at 126, Brendan Hubbard of Mount Vernon, and Parker Johnson of North Posey at 132, Jaden Stillwagner of Mount Vernon at the 138 weight class, Asa Spencer of North Posey at 144, Wyatt Gamblin of North Posey at 157, Colton Schneider of Mount Vernon, and Ty Mock of North Posey at 165, Tyson Barrow of North Posey at the 175 weight class, and Easton Hall of Mount Vernon at the 190 weight class. The IHSAA Boys Wrestling Sectionals begin on Saturday at Central High School. The Mount Vernon Boys Basketball team wrapped up play at the Carmi-White County Invitational on Saturday, playing the host Bulldogs. The Wildcats came away with a commanding 52-21 win to finish 3-1 at the tournament. That was good for second place overall. And the North Posey Lady Vikings picked up another win on Saturday at home as they took care of Tell City by a final score of 49-27. The North Posey Girls Basketball team is now 14-6 on the season, and they have 2 regular season games left to play. Senior Alyssa Heath is chasing the 1,000-point mark in her career. As of the end of the game on Saturday, she is 44 points away from reaching that goal of 1,000 points in her career. They will take on South Spencer tomorrow night at home and Forest Park on Thursday. The IHSAA girls basketball sectional pairings took place last night, and looking at the brackets, the Mount Vernon Wildcats drew a first-round bye in the Class 3A Sectional 32. They will take on the winner of Boonville and Central in the second round. Central is currently ranked 4th in the state of Class 3A. And the North Posey Vikings have drawn Modern Day in the first round of the Class 2A, Sectional 48. North Posey defeated the Wildcats in the regular season 64-50 at home. The winner of the first round will take on the winner of South Spencer against Forest Park. The Lady Vikings take on both of those opponents this week to wrap up the regular season. Coming up this evening here on Posey County Radio, it's the Mount Vernon and North Posey Boys Basketball Coaches Shows. The North Posey Show can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com at 5:30. The Mount Vernon Show will be on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com at 6 o'clock. From college sports on Sunday, IU men's basketball lost a heartbreaker home to Maryland by a final score of 79-78. Mackenzie Mbako and Miles Rice each had 16 points. Omar Ballo put together a double-double in the loss with 14 points and 10 rebounds. The Hoosiers dropped to 14-7 overall and 5-5 in the Big Ten. Indiana plays at Purdue on Friday. 17th-ranked Illinois took down Northwestern at home 83-74. Kylan Boswell paced the Illini with 17 points. Illinois improves to 14-6 and 6-4 in the Big Ten. The Fighting Illini head to Nebraska on Thursday. And finishing up from the professional sports world, the Super Bowl matchup in New Orleans on Sunday, February 9th, is now set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Eagles blitzed the Washington Commanders yesterday 55-23, and the Chiefs slid past the Buffalo Bills 32-29. The Chiefs will be playing for their third consecutive Super Bowl title. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, January 27th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.